I mean, we have all of our gear on, which certainly helps, but your fingers and your toes and all of that stuff, I mean, it, just like anybody else, it starts, you start to freeze up. So we try to rotate our members out as much as we can, get them in someplace warm as we rotate people over to the fire area, to the areas that are needed work. It is a difficult situation for our members, but they do an excellent job in rotating out. With our equipment, nothing ever wants to work right when it's sub-zero temperatures, whether it's a truck or whatever the case is. But when you're throwing water in these type of temperatures, things are going to want to freeze up right away. So we typically, if you pull a hose off a truck, you just don't fill the hose with water and leave it sit. You always got to be flowing water or it's going to freeze up inside your hose. Any truck that's sitting outside, you have to be circulating water through the pumps or your pumps are going to freeze up. So there's a lot of different things that got to be done besides just focusing on the fire.